The following episode may contain discussions on events that have now already occurred. However, we feel that the content is still relevant and useful to your life. Please enjoy.
Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
How many of your kids or grandkids are in sports and you think sports is becoming their God? And it's really taking up so much time. They're either watching it on TV, listening it to the radio, or they're playing it themselves. And is everything else okay in their lives? Or are they suffering because of this imbalance? Well, I'm Judy Redlich, and we have Mike Hansen, and he is the Metro Director of St. Louis Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We're going to talk about that topic today on Encounter. Do you really know what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes does? Well, Mike's here to inform us. Mike, welcome.
It's a privilege to be with you.
So, Mike, the FCA, we've known you guys have existed for a long time, but give us some of the history of FCA.
Yeah, boy, we stand on big shoulders. 1954, the organization was birthed. There was a basketball coach in Oklahoma. His name was Don McLennan, and he was shaving with a razor one morning. And he realized that he had bought that razor because of the influence of professional athlete that he had seen on TV. And it just dawned on him that what if a professional athlete or a coach could use their influence and their platform for the gospel?
Mm.
And he had a relationship with Branch Rickey. Branch Rickey was the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates at that time. And he also, as some of our St. Louis listeners would know, he worked in and around the Cardinal organization too. And Branch said, I'll give you 5 minutes, and it turned into 5 hours, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was born. And Branch Rickey and Don McLennan founded the Fellowship of Christian Athletes with the premise they wanted to share the gospel through the influence of coaches and athletes. And that was, boy, it's hard to believe it's 70 years ago.
That's incredible. So if you think about that, 1954, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and how it got started with the razor and you're shaving, and that is just a thing that God would do, isn't it?
It sure is. I loved your intro because it made me think of a friend of mine who's the chaplain for the Los Angeles Chargers on the West Coast. He said athletic ability was never given for self-promotion. It was given for the promotion of the one who gave it to you. And I just have always thought about sport as being such a wonderful platform to testify to the goodness of God, but also just the simplicity of the good news of the gospel. And our mission, Judy, is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. And while it sounds simple, in our world today, it becomes a lot more complex when most people are really focused on themselves and look at the name on the back of the jersey. And yet we have the privilege of pointing people to Jesus and the perfecter of our faith and the fact that he is the good news. And to get athletes to use their platform to glorify him and not themselves.
And so much of the advertising is about, oh, that Ricky Horton or that player was such a great influence. And that guy's winning millions and doing this and doing that. When you think of how sports has become such an idol to people today. So how do you start working with people to even help them to think about Jesus Christ being the reason they got the talent?
Yeah, it's something we've given a lot of thought to, as you might imagine. And we have a simple model of ministry that we use called E3, and it simply just stands for engaging a coach or an athlete with the gospel. It all starts with the good news of Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And then we get to equip the second E. We get to equip that athlete or that coach with the full counsel of God's word and the truth of his word, and give them principles and standards they can build their character and their leadership around. And then lastly, we challenge them and empower them, the third E, to go and to reach their teammates and other coaches, whether it be in a professional locker room or on a college campus, or most of our ministry in St. Louis is in the 125 high school campuses that we have the privilege of engaging a coach with the gospel, equipping them with the word, and empowering them to be coaches for Christ or ambassadors for Christ on their campuses or in their schools.
You work with kids junior high and up. Tell us about that.
We do. It's interesting. One of the faster growing parts of our ministry is in the middle schools and in our junior highs. I think there is hunger and a desire in that generation for truth. They, I think, in some ways know, as the culture around us becomes more deceptive and full of lies, I think these young people are just starving for the truth. And so we're seeing our middle school ministry and our younger ministry really thrive. And it really is a great precursor for the future, because those kids will go on to be leaders in their high school huddles and in their sports teams, and obviously on into colleges and universities and on into the marketplace. So very encouraging trend we're seeing.
Huddles. What do you do in the huddles?
Thank you. Meant to mention that. Our huddle is the primary vehicle for FCA. We're coach and student led. So our staff, we engage the coach and equip them and empower them, and they are the sponsor on the local campus. And we call those huddles. They're just simply Bible studies or huddles that young kids get together, middle school, high school, college, and they assemble. And we provide resources, study materials, and study guides. And they assemble in these huddles before school, after school, whenever it's best for the coach or the sponsor to lead that group of kids. And they get a chance to pray together, oftentimes serve together, certainly worship together, and study God's word together. And we call that a huddle.
A huddle. How do people find out more about Fellowship of Christian Athletes in our area?
Yeah, very, very simple. They simply can just go out to www.stlfca.org. It's just stlfca.org. Our website is rich with not only the campuses that we serve, so if there's a parent listening or a student athlete listening, they certainly can find the huddles that we have that are currently active. And if there's a donor or a prospective board member that wants to get involved with the organization, they can find opportunities to attend some of our events, like dinners and golf tournaments and things like that, that are also on that website. So that's our primary way of getting the word out.
What tips do you give parents and grandparents who see that their children are using sports as an idol?
Ooh, boy, it's like you mentioned earlier in your intro. Boy, it is such a cultural thing, and sadly, the youth of our nation, they're seeing it, unfortunately, in the professional ranks, where it's become more and more and more about an individual than it is about the team. And we're seeing it now with the advent of the portal and the NIL programs in college athletics. It's become not about the team. It's become much, much more about just me, and the individual and what I can get versus what we can give. And so it is certainly an uphill battle culturally, but what we encourage parents to do is to get their kids certainly in a church. We partner with the local church. They're some of our great partners in the ministry, because we certainly can go, Judy, where they don't necessarily have the privilege or the ability to go, because we're coach and student led. Certainly encourage parents to stay in relationship with their kids, certainly model what they would like to see. I think parents do live vicariously through their kids. I know.
That's true. That's true.
Being the parent of six, I've been guilty of that. But I do think we have an opportunity to set a different standard and, you know, come back to that simple thing of just letting our athletic ability point to our Creator, and not to be self-absorbed. And social media and things like that lend themselves to the selfishness and the selfie term that we now see in the dictionary. But we just want to keep proclaiming the good news of the gospel. And Jesus says the truth will set us free. So we want to make him known.
What can you say to parents who are using sports and pushing their kids, because they want to be overachievers in that arena?
Yeah, it's such a, I'll just have to be bold and blunt. You know, it's one of the lies of the culture is that, you know, their kid is going to be the next Albert Pujols, right? And a lot of the organizations use that as a way to begin playing all these select sports when they're 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
what happens is it encroaches upon the family time and the family unit. But believe me, I'd be the first to tell you there's a lot of good things that come from having your kids in sports. So don't hear what I'm not saying. I just want to be clear that I believe that for my kids and my grandkids, Sunday morning being in church together as a family, learning the truth of God's word, is more important than my son or my daughter being on a soccer field at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And some people might not like me saying that. I just believe that. And so we made a decision as a family to make sure that we didn't let anything encroach upon that time, because that lasts a lot longer than their sporting career, that those foundational principles of godly truth.
FCA St. Louis Metro Director is Mike Hansen. We are talking about sports today. Where do your children, your grandchildren, your relatives stand on how they feel about sports and the balance in life? This year's theme for FCA is 24/7. Mike, tell us more about that.
Such a great theme, because it does suggest that we serve a creator that is 24/7, that never takes any time off, is always thinking about us and wants relationship with us. And we just thought about the theme being so appropriate for how we're to think about how we invest our time and our talent, really in our treasure as ministers of the gospel. So it just made a lot of sense. And, you know, athletics seems to be at least 24/7 as well. It seems like we're inundated, you know, all the time with sport. And, you know, what if sport 24/7, what if that platform could be used much like that razor was used? What if that could be used to proclaim the good news of the gospel? Judy, if you'll allow, we had a great man of the Lord, Adam Wainwright, was on the Cardinals for 20 years, and I'll never forget what he said. He just said, listen, if I play 20 years and I make all kinds of money and we win all kinds of World Series and I've never told a teammate about Jesus Christ, I have failed. And I just love that perspective of a guy with a platform like that, that, you know, there's a lot to risk when you take that risk, but he's not ashamed of the gospel. And I know Adam wouldn't mind me sharing that, because it's such an incredible opportunity that somebody like him has to share the good news of the gospel with a teammate.
FCA St. Louis Metro Area Director Mike Hansen. Mike, again, how can people find out more?
www.stlfca.org.
That's www.stlfca.org. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Mike, thanks so much for joining me, and I hope this has given you a new perspective on where sports should stand in your lives and the lives of your family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. T.D. Stubblefield with today's Meaningful Moment. Hanging on the wall was a stunning picture of the ocean, displaying its turbulence and its tranquility. Below it was these words, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." This profound statement encourages us to release the past, the pain, and the problem, to embrace the possibilities ahead. The Apostle Paul echoes this truth in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Let this be our resolve, to press forward with faith, hope, and love. I pray that God grants you the strength to leave the shore and experience the wisdom and grace to navigate the oceans ahead.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.